Hey, welcome back to Sexual Essentials Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 6. I have another guest here. Her name is BJ.
Say hi to the people, BJ.
Hi, people.
All right. And BJ is how old?
29.
Until?
Next month.
Next month. All right. Dirty 30 coming up. So BJ is on our show tonight because we're having girls talk. This episode is called What Women Want. Men, if you're listening, this is definitely a good episode for you to listen to because we're going to get into some things that you may be interested in, even though it may be girl talk, you know, eavesdropping. See what we discuss. So we usually start with an opener to like loosen up and to get the people to, you know a little bit about you. So, what's your longest relationship?
About 7 years.
Okay. That's really long.
Yeah.
A lot of my years.
All right. That means she must be amazing because someone loved her for 7 years. what's the most romantic thing that someone has ever done for you?
Most romantic thing is, I guess. I'm not a really romantic person. Not that I don't like it.
Okay, well, what's the thing that was done that was best, like, for you? Like, if you love hot dogs, did somebody, like, ever give you, like, a hot dog picnic? I don't know.
Not a hot dog picnic. I mean, okay. I guess for the you, sweetest thing ever done for me is, when me and my boyfriend broke up, I have, like, GI problems, and I would get sick, and I have to go to the hospital all the time. Even though we were broken up, he would still come to the house, help me out, make sure I was okay, and then if I needed to, he would take me to the hospital and sit with me all the time. So that would probably be the sweetest thing, regardless of all the BS surrounding it. He would always, at the very least, when I needed him, he'd still be there.
That's very nice. That's very nice. Okay. And this one is kind of just going to throw us into... No, actually, I'm going to save that question for later.
Okay.
We're not just going to throw it. Okay. You know, go left field right away. Okay. So, we're going to talk about the kind of guys that we like, what we're interested in. Like, you know, do you have a type physically or characteristically, do you think?
Now that I'm older physically, I'm noticing that I have more of a type. Because I work out so much, it's almost a requirement. If you don't work out, I really have no interest because what are we going to do? I'm at the gym all the time. You can't be texting me talking about you coming home for what, so we can be lazy together? Nah.
So you like fine ass niggas, or you like...
Listen, nah. Okay, so here's my theory since I was younger. I was like, if you get somebody with a little bit of ugly, like, they don't know how fine they really are, they're fine. But they don't realize that women have been hitting on them for a long time. They're not good at picking up signs.
They're oblivious.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they just a little bit ugly. Like, you gotta catch them in the right light every now and then. But
don't show your girls every picture.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, look through for a good
They're picture. Not the type to sit and take 100 pictures. They're gonna take the first one and put it up, and then you like, no, that's not the one for you, babe.
Let's
go ahead and take 3 or 4 more, and then we're gonna pick from this group. But just a little bit ugly. I need a little bit of insecurity because the fine ones be knowing they fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm not ugly. And we can't both be out and be fine together. So, because I'm not taking a back seat to you. Not mm-hmm. happening. It's not going down.
You need to be the fine one.
I got to be the fine one all the time. So, I don't need you to be out knowing that you're as fine as you really are. I need you to be like, I'm okay, but look at my girl. Mm-hmm. I need that. Because we can't be out like, look at my girl, but bitch, did you see me? I don't need that in my life. I don't need that kind of stress. I don't need that kind of negativity. I made that rule a long time ago. As a teenager, I knew that it was best that nobody really know
that
how
I should
fine.
Be defined.
Yeah, because I was like, I knew I was fine, but I was humble about it, so I didn't really say nothing. People were like, oh, you're so pretty. I'm like, nah, not me.
Okay, so with these fine, I mean, kind of fine men.
Like semi-fine. They're not in the pros, but they on their way
still,
to the league.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they probably make up with it with this body because y'all both, you know, work out. Yeah.
When I was younger, it wasn't a big deal to me that whether or not you worked out. So It's not, I mean, I guess if you looked at the type of guys, most of them were in shape at one point, and they all got, fell into the we happy, so we all gaining weight thing together.
That's a very
but I love them through the fat phase, because they love me through my fat phase, so I ain't going to talk about them. Yeah. But I would say, physically, not really a type. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't, if you look at the men I've dated and have talked to for long periods of time, you know, short, tall, skinny, you know, bigger, there's such a range. Characteristically, it's always a sort of nerdy person, like really book smart, because I don't do D-boys, I don't do, you know, you a gangster in the streets, but not really. I'm not about that life. I don't like danger.
You know, thug love is a weird thing, because that's what
I don't need to be in the house and thinking whether or not you're going to get raided, or I'm going to be indicted. Weird.
So, I believe I dated one dude that was, like, into the thug love category, and I got it. What it was is arguing and having really great makeup sex. That's all it was. It was just a lot of high tension. And honestly, that shit can probably give you a damn heart attack.
And that's like, another thing. I'm not an arguer. I don't argue with anybody.
I don't fight.
Yeah, I don't argue. And I don't fight really. And I don't argue. I just, really? I clam up and then I look at you crazy. So, you can argue, but you're arguing with yourself. I'm not about to fight with you. You're not going to raise my blood pressure. That's what I'm telling you. It's already bad in the black community. I'm not trying to go there. So I just, like, whenever people, like, I find people who are high stress and like that kind of drama, I'm like, nah, it's not. I'm going to shy away. That's not the life I'm trying to live.
You're very laid back. I mean, I know this because I know you. But, like, in relationships, what do you think? What do your relationships look like? I mean, especially because you are, like, pretty laid back.
That's a gift and a curse. I am very nonchalant and I'm very calm, and that drives people crazy because they can't read me. So a lot of times people like me because I'm calm. They know that there's not a day where I'm just gonna flip, or I'm just gonna go off the handle, or because I'm logical. I think things through before I get angry, because I watched that sort of relationship growing up. My parents are really high strung and they were tumultuous, like always at each other. And my mom was like from 0 to 100 in -2 seconds.
And you was always talking about how women crazy.
Yeah. And then, but my mom and dad were crazy together. And I was like, growing up, I was like, that I can't do. And that's probably why I don't like, my dad was the D-boy and he was the one who was bringing stress. And my mom was trying to deal with it because he was taking care of her kids. And she's like, well, he makes good money and I'm not going to say nothing. I was like, man, I can't live this kind of life where, oh, I'm happy because my house is taken care of, I'm stressed out because I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you're safe. I don't know if this house won't get raided. I don't know if you coming back or if anybody's coming after you because they followed you here.
Right.
Am me and my kids safe with that? Like, my dad moved us out to the suburbs to keep us safe, but, you know, you live in that kind of life, there's no safety.
Yeah, there's definitely not safety.
And I grew up and I was like, I'm not going to do that. I don't like arguing. If I'm mad, we can talk about something, but I'm
not yelling.
I can't. And the moment I feel hot and I get mad, I just quiet because I don't want to say anything I don't mean. So I definitely, in relationships, the being calm thing helps with that portion, but I'm also internalizing everything. So rather than speak to people, I will just keep quiet, which is the con of being so nonchalant, because I won't say everything I want to say. I'll hold things in, and then one day, you know, 6 months later, I'm like, bitch, I remember everything.
So with the nonchalantness, I know, like, a lot of women, they get jealous. Do you think you get jealous?
I'm not a jealous person. I'm more of, I'm territorial. Mm-hmm. And that's always a fine line.
Yeah,
and I've always been that way with friends, family. I just, what's mine is mine, and I'll share when I'm ready to share.
Look here, if I introduce two friends and I find out they hung out behind my back, I feel betrayal.
And it's real not life, behind my back. Like, did you call me?
Did y'all even see if I was available?
Yeah.
So what that I'm in Florida and y'all in St. Louis? Why y'all ain't invite me?
I don't. And
why y'all together?
Y'all don't know each other.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm very
betrayal.
Territorial. Yeah.
Betrayal. Okay, so, territorial but not jealous. That's good. Okay, so the show is called, you know, Sexual Essentials, so we're just going to go ahead and
knock it out.
You want to take a sip of your drink first? Okay.
Oh,
yeah. All right, so in your relationships, is there anything maybe seen as like unconventional that you would be open to or that you have done that, you know, others are like, oh, hell no, I would never do this or, you know, different things. Is there a list? We're here for the list.
The list. I would say I treat sex how I treat food. Aside from seafood, I pretty much, you know, that's only because I'm allergic. If I haven't tried it, I'm going to try it. I don't say no until I've tried. And tried a couple of times, because that first time may have been a fluke, whether it was bad or good. So we got to try it a second time just to make sure that I really enjoy this. And maybe a third time, because the second time may have been a fluke. And, you know, I'm a science major, and you don't test things just one time. Fluke. Yeah, you gotta test repeatedly to make sure that your results are consistent. So
then you get into a habit. And then it becomes a habit.
Well, okay. It's not so much a habit. Like, you know, 4 or 5 times, you're like, okay, I can for sure know that, yeah, either I love this or this is just not, I'm not rocking with this no more.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much open to anything. I would say in a relationship, I've never tried, like, I would guess in my relationship, I never tried threesomes, not because I didn't want to, just because my boyfriend was a little trifling and I knew what he was going to do. And I was like, let me not open that can of worms because I like my freedom and I think I would be raped in prison, so I don't want to go there.
I just thought of Boondocks. I don't want to be anally raped.
And that's exactly what I feel like would happen if I went to jail. They would see me and it would be done. So
okay, so there are some rules, of course, to threesomes. We're going to talk about that. But, like, otherwise, like, are there any, what's some shit you've been opened up to, like, since? And maybe not like a serious ass boyfriend, but maybe somebody that you legit are dating, you like, you know, because a lot of women, I feel like, and men, they get into these relationships and before y'all boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever, y'all doing everything, y'all hanging off the wall, y'all got sex swings, we gonna try this and that, and then as soon as you get in a relationship, like, everything goes super vanilla.
I've never had that experience,
and that's why we ask
you. Yeah, there we go.
Get into it.
I guess I've always had boyfriends I've always wanted to try things with. And then as I got older and started realizing what I liked, it got easier to be like, oh, let's try this or that. So I've tried sex swings. Maybe at the time, because my money wasn't right, because I was a student, the sex swing I had, not the best. I fell out of that bitch a couple times. And then just fall, like, thudded. And I was like, maybe we should wait.
This is the first time it had been a fluke.
Yeah. And I was like, maybe we should wait till we got the money to buy the $500 swing and not the $30 Spencer swing that's supposed to hold you up through the doorway, and it don't. It just drop out the bottom. Fell too many times. Outside of relationships, I have tried threesomes. I've had several threesomes, which got complicated based on a relationship that someone didn't tell me about. So, you know, you did mention we're gonna talk about rules, and that's a big one. I've tried an orgy, which is okay, but, like, exhausting as fuck.
Now, how many in this orgy? You talking about, like, 5? You talking about a house?
I've had 4. A country. And I've done,
she's counting. Give us a moment.
I think there's been 4 and there's been 5 people in the room, including me.
Okay. And it's exhausting probably because you're switching and having to
pick up. And then having to figure out what everybody wants or who you actually want to touch you and who you don't want to touch you. Like, and it's just it's a lot going on. And when you get sleepy, I don't know about other people, but, like, after about 2 nights, I'm like, bro, I need a nap. But then you can't because you're looking around the room like, there's so many people and there's... And then you're like, oh, they still want to go. And sometimes... I remember one time I just curled up in the corner. I was like, don't touch me no more. I'm done. I need to take a nap. I'm resting. Get back at me in like an hour.
Stop sign.
And people are like, you serious? I'm dead serious. Don't touch me for like another hour. I need to sleep or give me a sandwich. Either way, I don't know. But what I'm not going to do is sit here and just be dehydrated, hungry, and tired. You want me to be upset. That's what you're asking.
After such a great feeling. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and hit the rules to the threesome. So, like, okay, your man come to you and he say, hey, babe, you got any fantasies? Whoop-de-wop. You say, yeah, I want to have a threesome. So, do you get to have 2 guys? Does he get to have 2 girls? Does he get to go both ways? What do you think? Should it go?
I think it should be able to go both ways.
But we all know.
Yes.
That it does not.
In my relationship, the guy I was with would not, like, we talked about it, and he dead ass refused. He's like, there's no way I'm going to have another man next to me, nor do I want to watch another man with you. And I was like, but another woman is okay? He's like, yeah. He's like, I just don't want to watch you get a train ran on you. I'm like, that's not a train.
That's not a train.
That's not how that works. And he's like, well, two men. I was like, no, you can't just make up rules because you don't want to see something. I was like, if two women and a man is a threesome, then two men and a woman is a threesome. There's still only three people.
And then men also only think of the threesomes with two men as, like, derogatory. They see, like, basically, like, one dude gangbanging your mouth.
Exactly,
and then other,
like,
dude, like, yeah, like other dude ramming his dick up your ass, like, and
you
like,
out here choking and
But then you see, like, two women, and all of a sudden, it's sensual. Yeah. Like, but women have the same exact fantasy of, like, men catering to her. Just, like, men have this fantasy where, like, the women are all over him, and he gets everything, right? Women want the same thing because, to be honest, you know, niggas can't really keep up for round, you know? Not all the time, and, you know, just to be honest.
Well, to be honest, I can't either, so, I mean... I'm tapping out. That's what I'm telling people. Don't try to be. Oh, let's have 45 minutes to 60 minutes. No, bro.
No, not every time. I love.
I'm not gonna lie. Not almost any time. Like, I really.
Oh.
I get real tired real fast, and I'm in shape, and I get real tired real fast, and I'm like, and then I'll be like looking around, like, you know, we done? Like, we need to. Can we relax for a second? My jaw hurts. You know.
I need a massage.
Oh, yeah. I was like, can you just rub my... Yeah, give me a booty rub for like 45 minutes and then we can get back to this. But for me to
45 minutes.
Well, I'll fall asleep. That's essentially 10 seconds and I'm going to knock out. But, you know, but don't stop while I'm sleeping, was I'm trying to say. I just can't do that, like, we're going to be in here for 3 hours mess. And sometimes it happens, like, especially if I'm drunk, I don't realize how much time has gone by. But to revert back to the question... For me, in a relationship, yeah, there are rules. The biggest one being is we can have a threesome, and if you're not going to do it with another man, it's just not going to happen, then fine, whatever. I'm not going to push it because you're not going to be happy, and I'd rather experience
that. Don't ever say... Okay, so the first rule, I guess, in this little lesson is do not say yes to some shit you're not comfortable with.
Boo.
So, girls, if you don't want to have no threesome, don't have no threesome. And it's also okay for something to be a fantasy and still be something that you're not comfortable with in real life.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. But...
I think by jumping off things, because it'd be interesting, but I'm not about to jump off everything I see.
This is true. No, you said you had to try once to make sure it's not food.
Yeah, but with
except
a parachute. Like, you know people base jump without, like,
oh,
anything.
Oh, this is
yeah.
very true.
I ain't about that life.
Okay. I used a parachute. Well, anyways, don't say yes to something that you're not comfortable with at the end of the day. And then if somebody tells you no, don't necessarily try to change their mind. You can discuss it different ways, but no means no.
Yeah, don't pressure.
Don't pressure, because if it don't come naturally, then it's not the right thing.
And there's nothing worse than watching somebody who doesn't want to be in the threesome just be there because they want to say
awkward.
Yes for somebody.
Oh, that's a nasty interview.
Yeah, and then you sitting there like, yeah, and then they try to touch you, and you're like, nah, just don't touch me, man. Don't do it. I know you're not
that's
comfortable,
awkward.
And I don't want...
And men, of course, if you don't want your girl fucking with another man, say no. But also understand that every girl not going to be like, oh, well, if I can't fuck another man, I'm going to still give you a threesome.
Yeah.
Just realize that. Like, realize what you're asking of her, tone your man shit down just a second, and you know...
Because the only person calling you gay is you.
Yeah, the only person calling you gay is you. Because she not asking y'all to play sword fights with your dicks. Like, that's not what she asking
y'all. It's
not
a lightsaber fight.
Yeah, it's not. So, alright. What's the next rule?
It has to be a mutually agreed upon third person. And I would say the biggest thing is... Because if you trifling, do not bring your trifling ass side bitch into this.
I think all old people should probably be off limits. Anybody before the relationship, unless y'all like got a very, very good understanding of, like, you know.
You're gonna have to have a United Nations meeting before then, because
it's just the lines are too blurred.
Unless you know that somebody's down who you haven't really messed with, and then you guys can discuss that person. But do not, as a, you're traveling, don't get your side chick, as a, because the side chick is coming in just to be with you, and she's not in there to,
And that's embarrassing. Like, don't do no trash shit, okay? So let's get a fresh human.
Yeah.
A fresh Human.
And there's plenty of ways to do it, okay?
And usually, fellas, just a tip, let the girl pick. Let your girl pick. I mean, as long as she don't pick nobody that's butt-ass ugly to you, or that, you know, it ain't gonna work for you with.
And hope she don't, because then what, you got a trash-ass?
Yes, I'm a trash-ass.
Trash for you? You just have threesomes with ugly bitches? No.
No. And then, like, some people, like, I've heard some girls say, like, okay, I prefer that the girl be, like, not as fine as me. Not ugly, but just not as fine as me. Then you got the other girls. It's like, no, I want her to be like a bad bitch.
I ain't about to be in here and just having sex with ugly people.
And they're not saying ugly. They're just saying like you still need to be like in a comparison. Like I got the one up.
Feel like you finer than her, and then it turns out that she's finer than you. So that doesn't make a difference.
This is very true. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like I guess
if it's your securities. If you feel like you're finer than her, then I guess you're finer than her.
Yeah, I don't really understand that one, because I think that if you got to think like that, then you may not need to be doing this anyway. Like, the point is for y'all to enjoy the fantasy, and I think a lot of people will focus on the negatives versus the positives, which is the excitement that y'all about to get from doing this together, and I will hope y'all want some excitement from a fine-ass person, not no dingy-ass bitch.
Yeah. Again, I would say if she's wanting somebody who's not as fine as her, sounds again like she might not be
into it. Y'all need to run that back. Yeah. Start with rule number one and just like go through them again. Okay, so you think the girl should pick, or you think they both should pick?
I feel like it's something you should mutually choose. Unless like the girl just knows another girl that she already has in mind, or she knows that you know somebody that she would like you to ask. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if y'all seeking it, then go ahead and seek together. Like, you know, if you're going out to look for another person at a club or whatever, or you hitting up Tinder, you put in profile, here's the thing. P.S. On Tinder. If you going to go on Tinder and look for a relationship, don't put your fine-ass girlfriend up there only. And then your ugly ass is never in any of the pictures.
Because you're going to get tired now when you show
because
up.
Because what I'm
saying,
not in the picture. I'm not just showing up, because you ain't about to just kidnap me. Uh-uh. But when I tell you to send me that picture after I swiped right, and you send me a picture of this nigga, like, half his face, and I'm like, no, that bitch ugly. Don't do that to me. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm unliking you now.
Yeah, because this ain't going to work. It's going to be a twosome and a half.
Or I'm not even swiping right because you only put yourself in there, and that's already a cue that his ass is ugly. So it's just by the by if you're on Tinder doing
by
that.
By the line.
Yeah. Make sure both your faces are in the pictures, okay?
Okay. So, with threesome, do you think there's a rule about, like, would you, like, prefer strangers or women that you know?
I personally don't have a preference. It's, if you're attractive, if I'm attracted to you...
Okay, so the number one rule is you need to be fine, okay? Yeah, I got that.
That's my rule.
Number one rule!
I do not speak for the women of America.
But this is a sexual thing. I mean, so it's based off of some looks. I mean, I ain't doing it off your IQ score.
I say all the time, I don't date fine-ass niggas, but if I'm just, you know, out testing the waters, I'm just picking you up because I want the enjoyment out of it. Yeah, you gotta be a fine-ass nigga. Like, I'm not just picking up mediocre dick and mediocre vagina for no reason, so... we're gonna do a threesome, it's like a porn, and I'm like, nobody wants to me, I don't want to watch porn with a bunch of ugly bitches in it. So in my head, if we look ugly together,
people look at the women more in porn than the men, like, exactly. No matter what, like,
and you don't
the girls
want two
and
ugly
guys.
Bitches touching each other, like, at least one fine. Ugly bitch and another fine, that's not attractive either. Both need to be fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to save these memories, or if you take a video and then later I look back at the video and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Okay, so are there rules if you guys have, if the couple decides to have a threesome with a woman that they know? I think that's like a whole nother set of rules. Like, because if you pick somebody you know, like, then is the guy and the girl allowed to like talk to each other when y'all not around?
Like, oh no, that's like the friend thing. I'm territorial, I just told you. You're not about to form this, you know, extra relationship outside of me. And then it sounds like you're trying to do something without me, and I'm territorial. Whatever you do, I do. Okay? Because otherwise, if you're picking up new girlfriends, I'm picking up new girlfriends and boyfriends. You're not going to be happy. I don't play this game with me. You don't want to go there.
We don't want to go there.
So, I'm territorial. What's mine is mine. I share once I feel like it. Don't try to share without my permission. And don't do shit without my permission. That's all I'm saying. The same, like, I would make sure that you're okay with me, because you don't know if I'm having an extra relationship with her, so I'm not going to do that to you. So I'm not doing anything without your consent, and you're not doing anything without my consent.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, the next topic. What makes sex good for women? And this, I guess, is where the girl talk really starts. Because, you know, like, when you get some good ass dick, and you be like, bitch, let me tell you. Let me tell you about my back. You know, a chiropractor, because I need one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, okay. So, okay, we start from the jump.
Said I need a backy out.
Because it never blew that shit out. So, okay. So, what you think makes a good sex? I'll go first. I want to go first.
Yeah, please.
The smell. I like a man that smells good. Like that's just a good way, like, for your nipples to get on hard real fast. Like, if they just smell, like, super fucking clean. And, like, think about it. A lot of times, like, if you're going out, like, a guy that's very aware of his hygiene and, like, just smells fucking good. Like, it don't have nothing to do with the sex part, but it's a good turn in the right direction.
See, and
for me,
I love a man who smells good and it's all good. I'm a little allergic to, like, colognes and stuff, so that stuff never really did much for me. And being, like, an athlete all my life, I'm used to the smell of sweat. And watching a man work hard or, like, work out, baby, you come home and I'm like...
Come with your dirty ass.
Yeah, I'm like, you going into the shower? No, just come sit next to me for a second, please.
Let me just get a whiff of you.
Because if you do some sort of job that makes you sweaty, I'm just like, I always tell people, I was like, I'm like a feral cat when I walk by and I'm like.
Okay, so you get with the dirty, not dirty sex, but like a little
dirty sex if you want to, but I don't give a, it's dirty sex. I like it.
She's smiling, girl. Okay, so what makes sex good for you? Like, what's some, okay, so you're talking to your girl. You got them stories that you're telling. You be like, oh, so how was so-and-so? You're like, oh, okay. And then you tell someone, she be like, oh, well, how was this? And you like, bitch.
Yeah.
And you, that's all you say. Like, what made it?
The first thing is always, of course, it's the head. Like, first
of all,
yeah.
Wait, now, does the foreplay matter to you, or is the foreplay wrapped up in the head?
It depends on how much do I like you? Are you a one night stand? Because if you one night stand, I'm drunk. And it's pretty much those two. Is this something that I know is going to happen for a while? Or is this just like, because there's just some niggas I look at, I'm like,
no, not the one time, because them could be a fluke. We want to X out the flukes.
I've only had like one or two one times anyway, so.
Okay, so we're going to X out the flukes. We're going to talk about, because now I got to use this word fluke, because y'all, you heard us say it before. Okay, so for a person that got some good, consistent, that go back for years type
for
shit.
Me, it's the foreplay, and the foreplay starts for me, like, leading up throughout the day. Like, I need my sex messages throughout the day, like, just random pictures, depending on what, like,
you know what, they gotta hit that dick pic, and then when they send it on the iPhone and make it cover the whole screen, like, all bubbles everywhere, you know what I'm talking about, like, when people take it out. Oh, damn, you know what I'm talking about, then we have it, and you go, happy birthday all over the place.
Oh. And I put a whole bunch of dick in person, I'm good with. Like, but then I see the vein, and I'm like, oh, yes. Yeah. But, like, in a picture, I'm like, get that ugly shit.
I don't know. It depends. I mean, if he's stroking it, and he mid-picture, and I mean, and it's close enough, you can see the motherfucking vein in the picture.
That's true. I just got a vein picture. I'm not going to lie. And, like, and I woke up at, like, 4 in the morning, and I was like,
bitch, you're woke.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit. You know how you
open it together
just to see if you really look at that shit. And I was like, oh, shit.
Let me grab my nighttime glasses.
I was like, who sent me such, oh, well, you know, best way to start your day, I guess.
It's faulted in your cup.
Bitch is digging your inbox.
Okay, so it starts, you know, from the moment that you try. So you like some effort, even if they know that they're gonna get it, or even if y'all know that y'all fuck each other, still put in the same effort.
And I'm a delayed gratification kind of person, so I like the build up all day. I like to be teased and the going back and forth and whatever we're talking about. Honestly, at this point, everything is sexual. Like, you be like, oh, I'm about to have lunch, but like, you having me? And just. Yeah.
Make sure you eat slow.
Yeah.
Eat slow.
And I'm like, I'm not there. So what you eat.
Lick your plate clean.
All day it's just, and then, so think about it. From the time you guys leave, or you haven't seen each other all day. So the morning starts, you say, hey, what's up? And from that moment, until maybe like 7, 8, 9,
yes.
2 o'clock in the morning. All day you've been talking about having sex. This shit has been built up for like 12 hours. This, like, you're...
A lot of dudes be like, in the night, they're like, ooh, I want to have sex. And they make their move at 10 o'clock at night. You already losing, right?
Yeah.
You got to start this like 3 days before. Like, depending on the situation. Like, look, like, if you single, okay, that day, cool. If y'all been together or, like, y'all married, been together for a while, I would start that shit, like, 2 days before. Like,
yeah.
On some freaky shit. And then, if y'all got kids, please put it in your calendar book to start at least 3 days before, okay? Because if you
might
get
have
delayed,
to come home and knock out, you
okay?
Upset.
You be knock out, you've been upset. So, y'all want to put all your eggs in one basket for one night, okay? And I'm not saying, like, the sex dwindles.
And
but
even
I'm
if
just
you
saying,
can't
you
start
getting
busy. 2 or 3 days before, like, you know that night you really, really want some.
Don't wait till tonight.
Hit me, yeah, hit me with a text early in the day, bro.
Make it known. Make it known.
Yeah. Or when I'm making dinner or something, come rub a booty cheek or something.
Man, the rub of a booty cheek when making dinner go so far. Like,
what?
Oh, you want me to drop this spatula right here, nigga?
Yeah.
Right here?
Maybe you walk up to me and you kiss the back of my neck while I'm... Oh.
All right, we burn these
in some yeah,
water.
And I'm like, how hungry are you really, though?
Fuck these for you.
Yeah. I'm going to turn the fire off because the baby in the back, we don't want to kill
we
him.
We don't want to kill him. We don't want to have to use this insurance.
Yeah.
But we will. Okay. So, the foreplay. And the foreplay, there's the foreplay before you get to the bedroom. And then when you get to the bedroom, now, do you think it's hotter? And, I mean, it's kind of obviously hotter if it happens before you get to the bedroom. But, like... I think that a good night of sex, just like, damn, that was hella fucking good, is when that shit is in an unexpected place. You know, because it kind of, well, for me, it adds to the buildup. So, like, if we don't make it to the bedroom, like, you come on to me in the kitchen, and next thing I know, we on the floor. And I'm not saying the floor comfortable, but it just, you know, in speaking, we on the floor, like, that shit make that shit hot. Like
the dinner thing, I like the coming up to me and rubbing on me randomly. Like, so if you see me in the bathroom brushing my teeth, and you come up behind me
and bite booty
cheeks. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Bite a booty cheek.
Okay. So it sounds like the initiative and the taking fucking control shit. Like
yeah.
A man taking control during sex, that shit is hot.
Oh.
Yes, and yes, yeah. People still use the word hot. Okay.
I think the big thing is I know and I most of the women I know are most of the women I know are very dominant women. And I always tell
yes.
people, I was like, it's not something
it's a,
that...
It's
I,
the black woman
thing. Yeah.
It's
well,
definitely the black woman thing.
On top of that, it's...
Hey!
Hello.
Okay, so it's the black woman
it's
thing.
It's the black woman thing, but... And I always tell people, I was like, I'm not this way because I chose to be. I was this way out of necessity. So, in my life, I'm alpha all the time. I'm in charge. If I'm at work, I'm someone's supervisor. If I'm working out, I'm leading other people, trying to show them what to do. I'm always in charge. I was like, the last thing I want to do is come home and have to lead your ass through this too. Like, I'm tired of making sure that everyone gets their shit done. I'm tired of making sure that I'm tired. And I know that you might be tired too, babe. But
if you want this pussy, you're gonna leave, you're gonna come
and
here.
And there's gonna be days where I'm gonna be like, oh, sit down, daddy, I got you. But just don't make me do that
but
all the time.
That's definitely a big part of like,
yeah.
Okay, that shit was fire. Cause he went off. He knew exactly what he was.
Yeah, cause and we were talking about, them coming up behind you in the kitchen. I was like, sometimes, you be in the kitchen just not paying attention, and you look over, and he's just staring at you, and you're like,
what you looking at? What you see?
And they give me that look like, bitch, I'll eat your soul out. And I'm like, okay, well, again, I was like,
you don't want to kill the kids.
Ain't gonna kill the kids, not gonna burn the food. Excuse your ass, let's get in here. I was like, they sleep.
Yeah, another good part of sex, I think, is when it don't need to be too long, like a good ass quickie. Like, I think everybody gonna have to master the 15-minute orgasm,
yeah.
Okay? Because that shit is real. Like, when it gets to the point, like, if it goes on for 60 minutes, like, by chance, without you forcing it, that's cool. But when you get to where the fuck you got to go, ain't no stopping and no stop signs. We just gonna go
that's
through that.
That's why
bit.
I told
that's
you, Ryan, about that, we ain't here for all day kind of shit.
Well, I mean, if you want to hold this foreplay out and, like, you know what you're doing and got me climbing up this
yeah.
wall for 30 minutes, I mean, I'm cool with that, too. But don't be doing that shit lazy. Don't prolong lazily. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Let's just get to this orgasm going on with it. Okay, so what's some other shit that you love, that women love, that men do? Feel free to comment. We got a little bit of a tiny bit of an audience in here. So if they want to chime in, you might hear that. But, you know, shit that men do. I like, well, I can tell you some shit that I don't like. If a nigga don't tell you when he about to come, I'm sorry, that's like major party foul. I need to know at all times because, one, clearly I know how to make a child and I don't want to be doing it all willy-nilly. And two, if you in my mouth, I need to know. Don't do it without letting me know. Don't do that. That's a party foul, bro. That's a major party foul.
It depends on what you're, like, if you're the kind of person who comes in, like, I've had sex with a guy who, like, he's coming and I couldn't tell and I'm like, is it... I'm like, what are you doing? Like, are you just, why are you so quiet all of a sudden? I was like, that's the sign? But I can't tell.
Now, if you start shaking and gyrating and shit, and that's how I know, okay, cool. But you need to make sure that I know. And don't assume. Because when you assume, you make an ass out of you and you. don't do
that. If you're not the kind to have a response, then yeah, I need to hear, oh, I'm about to come, baby. But if you were the kind who, like, I start looking at your thighs and, like, your legs are constricting. And all of a sudden, I start seeing, like, abs poking out and, you know, like, all of a sudden I hear, like, the moans are getting faster or something. If there's a physical response, then I guess you don't necessarily need to say it, but...
But still, it'd be nice. I don't like wet mouths. Like, don't lick my ear and you got a wet ass mouth. Like, if you gonna be sexy...
You like dry mouth.
I'm not saying dry mouth. I'm saying that there is a fine line of...
You just don't like extra wet mouth.
I don't need a hanky when I'm fucking done, okay? Do not leave me having to get a Q-tip to get this shit out of my fucking eardrum.
Well,
like, be sexy with it. Do not be dripping.
Yeah, don't just pour spit in my ear. But I like a wet mouth, so...
Oh, I like a wet mouth where it matters. But if you licking in my ear and I can hear that shit... You know, like, certain noises just like... Ew. Like when a bee buzzing or like that's just like annoying to me. So if you gonna like be on my ear, nibble, cute. Don't hit me with one of them dog licks. Like it ain't gonna work, man. Don't do it. One of them big ass dog licks. Say that.
So
shit.
You don't want the saliva to be there.
No, don't lick me like no goddamn ice cream cone in my ear. There's a place and time for that.
I got not in my ear. A problem. Like, I'll be wanting to lick your whole entire face. And so, and I'm like, listen, I'm so, like, sophisticated ratchet. And I didn't grow up that way at all.
That is a perfect term
for you. Yeah, I am. I tell people all the time, the way I grew up it does not translate into what I am right now as far as what I like. Because I like some ratchet ass shit. And, like, men who have nice teeth and wear golds, the removable ones. Let you fuck around and come around me with some golds in, I will pull your bottom lip off and lick your teeth. I'm like, I can't hope. I'm like, like, your entire face gets licked. I can't stop it.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, and from head to toe, and I'm like, you be smelling that spit. What can I say? I'm like, you gonna smell like saliva, but I'm gonna lick your entire face.
As long as it ain't in my ear, be cool.
It might be. Because
that shit that's nasty. That's
because you know when your mouth get dry because you thirsty? Yeah. And that's the part I hate, and I'm like, there's nothing left in there. I need water, like a bottle or something, please.
Okay, so you know how, like, you just fucking with somebody for, like, the first time and shit, and, like, it's that little awkward silence where you don't know who gonna give head to who first? I don't like that. I feel like that's some childish shit. Like, it should not be this little awkward silence. I feel like, because I'm providing the pussy for this meal, that you should definitely be willing to go first. And I'm definitely, like, a giver. But it's still, like, you should be sitting there as a man and sitting back like, oh, You just fucked up the whole mood. Like, I'm providing the pussy. Like, what you providing?
Yes, and they had their providing the dick.
So. I mean, but I'm the good chick. I'm the good chick.
Just like, they're like, well, I got the dick. And you're like, well, I got the pussy. And like,
I mean, put them together. Dog chase the cat. Like, I really like when men chase. And I feel like this generation, they don't really chase no more. Like, I see way more women going up to men than I really see men. Like, the fine ones. Not the ugly ones. Not the ugly ones.
At one point, it wasn't acceptable for women to be any sort of aggressive or to be able to show their sexual side or for them to show any sort of dominance.
Very true.
But now that it's more widely accepted and it doesn't seem quote-unquote thirsty, even though people are like, I never do that. I don't want to look thirsty. Like, bitch, I'm dehydrated for my man, okay? I'm extra parched all the fucking time.
For my man, yes, but I feel like every dude that, even before now, every dude that I was into, I didn't feel like I had to go up to every single one. Like, sometimes you just need to see for a second, wait, are you into me? Before I do it. And then, like, if I'm about to leave.
Shit. You're not ugly, so that's the thing. Like, if you were ugly, it'd be different. You'd be like, oh, I gotta walk up to some niggas.
I'm just saying, you remember how you were saying earlier that you don't want a dude that's too fine and know he fine. Type shit, and
yeah,
I feel
but
like
even
a lot
the fine ones always come after me because it's pretty bitch shit. Like, if you were ugly, you would say you would have a different tune because you'd be like, shit, it's not like anybody approaching me. What am I gonna do? Just be,
I don't know. I guess I'm just watching it and I see a lot of girls going up to these fine ass dudes and I don't see them moving at all. They posted up on the bar and I'm just watching.
But they're
girl
not as pretty
girl
as they think they are because
girl
if I walk
girl
past and I see your eyes, all that dudes hit you one more time with the eye and I know you coming after me. Pretty
well,
big
maybe,
shit, though.
Well,
so,
okay, so maybe.
Yeah, because if you were ugly, you'd be like, well, I've been sitting here for 3 hours. Ain't nobody even blinked in my direction, so.
They playing their go-home music, so.
Yeah, and I was like, out. I gotta get something. And I was like, and the only way for me to do it is to ask somebody, so you gotta, you're unattractive, you know real quick.
Okay, so we're gonna end on this note. The top three things that you love about a man. Because today's post was dedicated to men. We love men and we appreciate you all. And so we're going to end on this note instead of talking about the shit that we hate that y'all do.
Is there a specific realm?
Oh, no. It could be anything. No. You can love when they hit the mono. I don't know. The chicken head. Anything. Anything. You love when they start crip walking. I don't know. You love to go.
I love an alpha male who is not controlling. So I love a man who knows how to take control, knows how to provide, and is ambitious. Like, I like to see a drive in you. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like, a nigga who's in charge of some shit.
That's some sexy
shit. Yeah, I was like, and I walk in the office and everyone's looking at you like, and calling you by your last name, Mr. So-and-so. I'm like, yeah, baby. That my man. Or you know, you walk into a place and everyone be like,
everybody stop.
And I'm the kind of person, like, I wanted to show off my man. I was like, first of all, I want you to show me off. So a nigga who's proud of his girl. So that's another thing I really
that,
like. But I want to be like, you know, this one dude I talk to. Baby, when I walk in somewhere and I see a bunch of women looking at him, I'm like, bitch, if you saw him naked, though, your ass would really be on the floor. I was like, but don't touch, I kill. And I was like, I just like, because he don't know he's that fine, though.
Because they always got,
because they did that just a little bit ugly.
Okay.
He don't know they're fine. So, I just, a man who's in charge of his shit, like, he takes control. He, you know, if you start in a business or if you, even if you work for somebody, just somebody who has some sort of plan, you know, you don't have to have it all together.
But you're not content with where you are.
Yeah, but you always wanted to move forward.
True.
And I guess sexually, it would be a man who is attentive. Like, you, if this is not just a one-time thing, like this is something we've been doing, and you know, like, oh, if I pull on babe's left ear, this is about
oh, yeah,
to go down.
Yeah. That's the real thing.
And like, you just know little things. Like,
there's definitely no reason you should be with nobody for 3-4 right. fucking years and they still not sure, like, oh, if they gotta ask, did you come? Oh, that's not good.
Yo, bad. Yeah, on that other nigga. That's what.
We said we was gonna end it, but we love him.
I do love them. She
ain't meeting y'all. I'm not gonna bleep that out though. But for real, attentiveness is very, very real.
Attention to detail because
and I like to show affection. Like affection without being clingy is good. Mm-hmm. So it's enough space because you're like control, like, to say, okay, yeah, you go have your fun, but yeah, bring that ass back here when you're done. Like,
and
that's just like just
listen,
a little bit of,
and if I
walk
in the house,
you're
like, yeah, like, you can go out and babe, you look fine, but you better bring your ass back here tonight. And I'm like, okay, babe, okay,
yes, sir.
And then 2 hours in, I'm like, okay, he said, bring my ass back, y'all.
I gotta go because I know what's waiting.
Yeah,
for me.
I was. But
you know,
and that's that alpha, like, you're not trying to make sure
you're not being controlling.
You ain't telling me what I gotta wear, when I gotta wear it, where I can go, where I can't go. But
see,
bring your ass back.
When you wear something real good and you get fucked before you go, that's how you know you looked extra good. And now you got your.
And but I, like I said, delayed gratification. I want you to want to fuck me before I go, but we not gonna fuck. I'm gonna make sure that
when I'm fine with double dipping. You can hit me before I go, and then I come back and we hit it again and hit that nap.
No, I'm cool gonna want to take the nap. That's the problem. So.
We talked about the nap earlier. Yeah,
like, I get tired. Okay.
All right. Well, y'all, this was episode 6, What Women Want. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.